that your body has stolen the effulgence of all of the gold of the world.
Therefore, I think maybe, 10,000 kilos of gold would be a sufficient tax.
And then they looked at him and they said, look, just going to the judge here. We don't have any change in our pocket. And then he said, well, look, he said, maybe you can leave, this one.
And I can take and, keep as hostage in a cave on Govardhan Hill, and then you all can just go home and, steal some stuff from your parents', safety deposit boxes, and then come back and you can pay the tax and you can have it back. At that time, Matiji really got into a state of shock.
What? Why me? Not me. Lalita.
And Lalita went,
not me. Why me?
Lalita
Govardhan. And Vishaka said, never, not me. And they all say, no. And this way, so much teasing and seemingly abusive language was going on. But it was only taking place for one reason. And that's just so that Sri Krishna and his most blessed devotees could meet and there could be a reciprocation of pure love. We generally always think that we think from the perspective of the devotee wanting to show his love to Sri Krishna. But we often forget about the perspective of Sri Krishna wishing to reciprocate the pure love of his pure devotees. And for the purpose of reciprocation of love, the Almighty Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear as a little boy and agree to be bound by rope. The Almighty Supreme Personality of Godhead, who declares that he is the origin of all the demigods and the source of the Brahman, he will appear as a cowherd boy and he'll run and play in the dust of Vrindavan and wrestle with boys. In the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, he is in a state of wonder. He says, who can imagine? Who are these cowherd boys of Vrindavan? The greatest of all transcendentalists, but by their desire to have this relationship of love with Krishna, the Supreme Lord has appeared as a cowherd boy just to exchange with them. Krishna appears as the most beautiful of all adolescent boys to exchange the love of his devotees in that way. And we can simply take the lesson of our Dhammadhar month to heart, that Krishna's nature, he wanted to do mischief. He wasn't allowing the rope to be tied, but even Krishna's nature was conquered by the pure love of his pure devotee. It is always a reminder for us that the most powerful of all powerful things is love. And now in the presence of Giriraj Maharaj there, and Giriraj Maharaj here, I will close the telling of this pastime, and I will let it take rest, and then maybe later the mouth will open and another story will emerge. But while the mouth is still operating, maybe we cannot hear this Giriraj speaking to us, but we can hear this Giriraj speaking to us. And we will request this Giriraj Maharaj to give us whatever words of blessings and benediction and instruction that he will share with us.